Yes, Conference Board, Richmond Fed, wholesale inventories. Let's start out with Conference Board. This is a February read, expecting 87.1. Our last read was really weak. Jump, 91.2. That is a big jump from 84.5.
So consumer confidence is up. Unfortunately, we're going to see mortgage rates go up today as well, folks. I'm not Nostradamus. How do I know? Well, if we take this out of the scene, remember what I said? Red is bad. When you see red up there, that means mortgage rates are going up. How bad is it going to get today? Well, I'm going to show you guys today's news, economic news. There's nothing here. So what do we all want to talk about is affordability. Yeah, kind of like the State of the Union yesterday. I'm going to fact check some things, and then I'm going to let you guys decide down below what you think is going to go on with these things right over through here and the whys behind it. There's really no economic news today, but these are going to go up. I'm going to show you how and why, and then what we're going to think about where rates are going to go from here. So, folks, if you're watching this, hopefully you're a homeowner, home buyer, trying to think, okay, can this make homes a little more affordable? If you're a realtor, loan officer, hopefully now you can understand how to answer the questions that your clients have when it comes to what's going to happen with these today and why. So, folks, let's get to the reasons why rates are going to go up today. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states. If you need some help, I'll give you my information at the end of this video. But without further ado, let's get over to where mortgage rates are going to go today and the whys behind it. So here's what we're seeing today. We got the bond market down or up, down 12 ticks. Remember, red is bad. Down 12 is really going to maybe make mortgage rates go up above 6%. I don't think it's going to jump much more than that. But what's really going on? So if we look at the economic calendar for today, there's really nothing here. We got crude oil inventories and things like that. But tomorrow and Friday is when we're going to get some juicy numbers. Where the jobs market is. This is what the Federal Reserve looks at. Initial jobless claims and continued claims. How are those going to fare? Then on Friday, producer inflation coming in with the PPI. So let me give you my thoughts on this. But let me go through something with you. You give me your thoughts down below, but I'll give you mine. I got a little checklist here. So I want you guys to let me know where you think. Let's see what this thing is. Inflation, where were we and where are we now? For that, let's go over to here. Here's what the Federal Reserve looks at. And I got notes this morning, folks. So let's get, where was inflation? If you go back to June of 2022, it was at 7.2%. 7.2%. It's basically half of that now. Okay, so if we look at inflation, yeah, it's not the 2% level, but it's considerably lower than where we were. Okay, well, that's the first piece. Let's go over the other piece of the puzzle that the Federal Reserve looks at. The unemployment numbers. Well, anything under 5 is full employment. If you look at the number, it's at 4.3. So far we got inflation. No, it's not at 2, but it's getting there. And we have the unemployment number at 4.3. That's pretty good in unemployment numbers. So let's go through the other things. Inflation, we see, you know, we use this number, the CPI. It was at 8% and now it's at 2.9. Okay, so that's coming down as well. You got the home prices, what we've seen over the last year or two, flat as a pancake. That's helping affordability, believe it or not. Mortgage rates. Oh, great question you ask. Let's go over to where mortgage rates have been over the last year. Let's look at the mortgage bond. So what you need to understand with this is if the price, like I said, if the price goes up, that means mortgage rates are getting better. Okay, remember, red is bad. Well, if we had prices down here at the beginning of the year with mortgage rates and they went up to here, well, again, up means better rates. So mortgage rates are down over the last year. Okay, let's look at the last couple of years. And you might see there, yeah, it was way down from where we were over here. So again, remember, up is good. So this is a pretty darn big move right through there. So mortgage rates, they're doing better as well. Gas prices, I don't know about you guys, but I just got gas at Costco the other day. It was like 260 something. I remember it used to be, I mean, we were high-fiving everybody when it got down to 399. So gas prices in my area are much better. I don't know where you live, so comment down below. And the last thing I want to talk about is, this is kind of an offshoot, and I just want you guys to think about this. I used to be, believe it or not, a Bernie Sanders fan. And he used to always say, you know, the 1%ers, the millionaires, the 1%ers, the millionaires. And you realize now he's saying billionaires. It started a couple of years ago. And I was sitting there scratching my head. And I'm like, why is Bernie now basically saying billionaires? Well, if you look it up, in 2019, he had some book sales and everything like that. And he became a multimillionaire. The guy who doesn't like capitalism. So now he had to change that phrase. He can't say millionaire anymore because he sits in that class. So now he has to move it to billionaire. So watch some of the things that these people say and do. I looked up last night as well, and I don't mean to be bashing on Bernie, but I used to be a Bernie fan. Yeah, believe it or not, he's not passed any, any major legislation in 40 years. He proposed a lot, but he didn't pass anything. So the guy has made millions, and he's a multimillionaire. He's been in public service his whole life. Now he makes book deals and television deals, and he's making a lot of money on the capitalism that we have here in the country. So that was a tough one for me. So let me know your thoughts down below. I don't want to get political, but believe it or not, I used to be a Bernie fan. And then I started really understanding how things work. I kind of grew up understanding, you know, why half of my paycheck goes away and where is it going. So I really got involved, and kind of that's when my eyes were open. So you guys do your own research, but those people you're voting for, do me a favor. Dig in and see what they've done, what they've accomplished. Are they just giving you a lot of this? That's my wisdom for today, folks. So let's get over to the rest of the news, what's going to happen today and the whys behind it. So for that, we're going to skip the economic calendar because I just showed you that. Let's go to the stock market. Now, we have almost a Cinderella story here. We got the Dow Jones up. We got the S&P up. We got this the Dow Jones up, S&P, and the NASDAQ all up. We got oil up, and I don't like this. It's at $66 a barrel. We need this. $70 a barrel is going to really then pump it up. We need $65 or lower. $60 would even help more. Why? Well, this is huge on inflation. Just think, you fill up your gas tank, what, once a week? If you can save an extra 10 bucks a week, 20 bucks a week, just think if you're a trucker, how much money you save on gas and diesel. Unfortunately, we got the 10-year treasury going up. I told you rates are going to go up a little bit today. Let's see what the crypto's doing. It came, whoa, we got crypto up. So other than oil, it's a pretty good day across the board. Now, let's get over to what the Federal Reserve watches, and I know I go over this every day. I just want to show you guys as this moves, we'll see what things are. But yeah, inflation's, it's above to the 2% rate that the Fed wants. It's 2.9. Yeah, I'm expecting this to stay there for a little bit longer, and then you're going to see this topple. Trust me, folks. Like I told you over, what we talk about on Monday? The markets were crashing. I said, just hold on. I'm going to find my notes because Friday we're going to come in and say, okay, here's what the stock market did. And I said, let's wait till Friday. And I bet you the stock market is higher. I bet you. I didn't really come out and say that, but that was my insinuation. Well, what did we get on Monday? We had the market down 500 points. Then on Tuesday, we had a recovery. We got today, it's up another 150 points. So it's giving it back and more. So guys, don't go off that, you know, watching mainstream media because the hype and all will make you sell at the bottom and buy at the top. So mark my words on that. That's my other two piece of wisdoms for today. But last but not least, let's go over to the Federal Reserve. And what are they expected to do at the next meeting? Well, this thing was at 90 on Monday. Let's see what they're expecting now after the State of the Union address. So let's go down through here. And there's the probability of 98%. There's no cuts coming in the next 2-3 weeks from now, folks, because Federal Reserve is going to be meeting. They're not cutting at the next meeting. They're not cutting at the meeting after that. Then there's a whole new cast of characters at the Federal Reserve. We're going to have a new head of the Fed. Then we're probably going to have one, maybe two other members, brand new members of the Fed. You know which way they're going to be voting. So we might have some rate cuts coming in June. Most analysts are saying there's going to be 2, 3, 4 rate cuts. I'm going to still say I'll take a cheap shot. I'm going to say I'm data dependent. I think there's going to be one because inflation is going to topple, but then you're going to have midterms and all this other stuff. So there probably would be another one from there. I really don't know. So let me know your thoughts down below. But let's recap this. Mortgage rates, they're going to go up today because the mortgage bonds are down 13 ticks. Remember, red is bad. So mortgage rates are going to go up. Nothing really major. We're probably going to pop above 6%. I'm still saying my forecast for this quarter is the mortgage rates on the 30-year fix is going to be between 5.875 and 6.25. We're teetering right between there every day. So if you're a homeowner right now, I'll give you some tools that you can use. I can even give you some free tools if you're a home buyer, even if you're a realtor or loan officer. Check out the calculators we have down below. Now, hopefully you join me all the way to the end of this because you can click any one of those down there below. You can even grab the whole packet. Make sure you use code DAN. All capitals, and you get the whole thing for free. Try it. It does work. I have probably 20 or 30 of these going a day. So leave a donation if you would. But if you're a homeowner, plug your information right up to there. It's called RateWatch 2.1. Now, folks, you're in there. There's probably 700 people in there. There's 193 people that triggered. this week, and I'm trying. So if you're out there and you think that, you know, 5.99 is going to help you, please call us. Even if you're in the Rate Watch 2.1 tool or even the 2.0, I did merge that data over, reach out to us. We got to make sure that you can go through the numbers to see if it makes sense to refinance. But if you're buying right now, what should you do? Mortgage rate's going to spike because of this news, spike because of the elections, inflation's going to go out of control. Nah. I'm still saying my forecast, even for the middle of the year and even probably most of the year, is we're going to be right in this range. There's nothing to take us to the next level down. And even with a whole new administration, we still have a deficit that's out of control. So that's going to be the focal point. The Fed's doing a lot of things right now with Treasury bonds and Treasury bills. It's pretty interesting. So join me each day. Subscribe over there. So every time I post a video about these things, you can watch and understand what in the heck's going to go on with these and the whys behind it. So, folks, if you need some help with a mortgage, just go to theRateUpdate.com. I'm Dan Frio. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's the coolest thing about that is we're set up with almost 40 other lenders. Why? Well, what are you looking for? Why are you watching this video? You're trying to understand mortgages, and you're trying to figure out, okay, well, who's got the best rate? Well, what are you going to do after this? You're probably going to go to that bank's website and bankrate.com and that credit union, put in your application. They're going to pull your credit, ruin your credit. Everybody's going to come up with different answers, different rates. Why don't you just use us? We're going to get quotes from almost 40 other lenders for you. We're going to pick the best one, explain to you why we're going with that program, go through the numbers. If you're good, we'll lock in and get you started. So thanks for watching, folks. Hope you join me each day when I come out and explain to you guys what's going on with these, the whys behind it, and hopefully I give you all the economic news that explains really why these are changing. So thanks for watching. Subscribe down below, and I will be back here tomorrow at the opening bell to let you know what's going to happen that day. So thanks again. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.